Hi. We wrote this paper for three reasons. First, when designing our new master program, Communication, Design and Learning, we found it necessary to explore the new methodological approach called virtual ethnography. Second, supported by Norgesuniversitetet, we're going to make resources for doing virtual ethnography available for our students. Third, we have been using ethnographic methods for many years. A more systematic understanding of virtual ethnography was necessary. Virtual ethnography is only one of many concepts for this new direction. Others are ethnography, digital ethnography, web ethnography, online ethnography, and e-ethnography. However, as a field majors, several writers simply call their approach ethnography and specify new fields of practice. In this paper, we explore the content of ethnographic approach for investigating the internet and the direction in which this new field of ethnography is moving. That is, whether it is the study of blended words or online words. We start by introducing the emerging field sites or fields of practice. Then we describe how participant observation and other techniques for data collection are carried out. Next, we describe how ethnographic practice is understood within the emerging field. Finally, we discuss some possible changes in the ethnographic landscape, unobtrusive methods, the communal-commercial relationship, and team ethnography. We started out by stating that virtual ethnography is about following phenomena across multiple sites, tracing networks, physical and online, and identifying social verbs. In our conclusion, we summarize how the two main approaches describe themselves. However, one also claims that what distinguishes the two main approaches is how far they trace the networks. Do they follow the networks to the bitter end, that is blended words? Or do they prefer to follow network builders only in their digital environments, that's online words? So stated. One may alternatively claim that the two approaches are at each end of a continuum. Where one situates oneself depends primarily on the research questions one follows and not on the pre-selection of a specific methodological approach. Then it's up to you. Read our paper and learn something about virtual ethnography.